From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Terror attack leaves nearly 100 dead. A suicide bomber drove an ambulance into a commercial area by pretending to be carrying a patient to a hospital Saturday in Afghanistan, then detonated his explosives at a checkpoint near the European Union consulate in Kabul. The attack killed at least 95 people and wounded more than 160 others. An Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman said the attack happened in an area where civilians had gathered in a large number. The Taliban instantly took responsibility for plotting the attack. Video found on social media on Saturday apparently shows combat between the YPG Kurdish and Turkish forces in Rojos, Syria. The YPG Kurdish forces are on the ground as a Turkish helicopter shoots from above. Turkey's offensive against the U.S.-backed group in Syria enters its eighth day. The combat comes the same day Turkey's presidency said the U.S. has pledged to stop giving arms to the YPG forces. A statement from the Turkish government says U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster confirmed the pledge from the Trump administration, though there has been no public statement from the U.S. On Friday, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan repeated his intention to expand Ankara's military operation against Kurds in Syria. The Libyan Coast Guard rescued more than 100 migrants, including women and children, off the coast of Tripoli on Saturday evening. The migrants, who were said to be heading to the south of Italy, were transferred to Tripoli Navy Base, where they received medical assistance. This is VOA News.